Friends, 700 years before Christ, the 60th chapter of Isaiah's prophecy ends telling how the fall of the remnant of King David's kingdom was to bring about a remarkable change to its nature and size. The sealing of the promise to David that his kingdom would abide forever was about to take place. It was to become a spiritual universal kingdom whose citizens belonged to all families of the earth. This was to be the Lord's own intervention to shine his glory and light on all tribes and nations on earth. It was the divine blessing promised to come on all peoples through the offspring of Abraham. Isaiah prophesied, "The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning shall be ended." Then the Lord himself asserts, "I am the Lord. In its time, I will hasten it." Immediately, chapter 61 begins by a comforting prophetic announcement made by a very special person. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified." Who is this person? Friends, throughout his prophetic book, Isaiah gradually introduces Emmanuel, the virgin-born son from David's physical line. He represents the Lord's own presence on earth in a full human nature. He is the Messiah promised to accomplish redemption and forgiveness of sin. Earlier, in Isaiah's 40th chapter, the Lord announces comfort to besiege Jerusalem and the kingdom of Judah with the solution to the spiritual root of David's and all humanity's problem. The prophet John the Baptizer is promised to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord himself, saying, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." A voice cries, "In the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God." Friends, the New Testament tells of the prophecy's fulfillment in John the Baptizer's life and ministry preparing for the Messiah. Then, in the fourth chapter of Luke's Gospel, Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit, armed by full commitment to God's word and ways, decisively defeated the evil one. Then we read, "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and a report about him went out through all the surrounding country. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovering the sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in a synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Friends, what a marvelous assertion of Jesus' messianic identity. We read that all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" Yes, the one conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of Mary, the virgin engaged to Joseph, the carpenter, is the promised Messiah Savior. Hallelujah.